Good day. Welcome to another episode of Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast, your badly titled look at the Brighton music scene of the past and more. I've had tons of feedback on the last episode and feel my listener base must have increased tremendously over the past month or two, which is fantastic. Of course, being that this podcast is specifically niche, I'm totally lying, and the analytics telling me that there are people tuning in all over the world are probably just my main seven listeners, but some using VPNs to disguise their nefarious activities online. However, I am feeling all inspired and proactive regarding writing again, and I'm also going through a bit of a stress frenzy, so I'll funnel it all into getting some more shows out there soon. This episode is going to be a mix of sorts, and a little shorter than usual. A few months ago, I put a video on YouTube titled The View from the Ziggurat, which gave an outline of what was going on with me personally, and also shared a few reflections of the Brighton scene and other musings from 2018. This episode of the podcast is also going to incorporate some of that. I'm going to talk a little about what this year has been like, and share some thoughts on gigs I went to, and what is planned for the future of my solo project, Rise of the Ziggurat, which is becoming increasingly less solo as we move into the new year. I'll save that for the end though, for people who are just here for the scene stuff and don't like needless self-indulgence and opinions they can't debate due to the podcast medium. In the middle of the show, we'll also hear a bit more of the interview I did with Infurion Ad after gig hopping recently. There was a preview in the last episode, but I feel the extended clip could definitely do with a bit more airtime. I ended up putting a shout out on one of the Brighton Music Scene Facebook groups recently, in an attempt to gather some more new music for future episodes, as I'm always looking for more tracks to play and bands to champion. Last year, I think you could probably tell from my enthusiasm that Cockwomble were the new standout act. Remember to go and pick up their album from cockwomble.bigcartel.com. I asked for people to send me messages through Facebook so I could reply easier, but most acts in the end just posted links to their pages or tracks. Either way, I do have a lot of new music to check out and go through. I really have to get back into the swing of going out to more gigs as well, as I've been a bit absent over the past year or so for a few reasons, but more of that at the end. Our first track is going to be a new one. Christ, Mike, what are you doing? Have you gone insane? Yeah, we're mixing up a little bit more than usual today. The band are called Torrid, a love affair, with a love affair in brackets. Fans of open mic nights, rock-based covers bands, and yours truly, Rise of the Ziggurat, may recognise the voice of Torrid as my good friend Sarah. Wine connoisseur and hard-working member of the NHS, something that, without getting too political on the podcast, could well be at stake in the near future. I've benefited from the NHS as an allergy-ridden, nosebleeds as a child asthmatic on many occasions, and the fact it could be in jeopardy is deeply unsettling. But you never know, maybe we'll be surprised. Tumbleweed sounds. In order to fill out the background section of the band, I'm going to lazily copy and paste the exact information Sarah sent me via the medium of email. Torrid, a love affair, are a four-piece rock grunge band with a 90s vibe and a proggy twist. Brightonian Sarah is the singer and writer for the group, who have been together since September 2018. Together with Adam, guitarist, Lorna, bass, and Will, drums, they create protein riffs and choral harmonies to take you on an emotive journey. It's not just a song, it's a feeling, an experience. And they want you to join them. Bunch of hippies. I met Sarah when she and her friend Kev were hosting an open mic night at gone but no way forgotten venue The Horse and Groom in Hanover. Run by Pat, and a perfect example of what, to me, a real pub can be. From the drink selection to the bar billiards table, and the trinkets on the walls to the out-of-tune piano. The pub was fabulous and it oozed history. It was a shame to see it close down, but I'm glad it lives on as The Village, which I recently visited to see my amazing friends in the Brighton Swing Choir performing some audible delights. I recommend you check them out if you're a fan of alternative choirs in general, or perhaps if you fancied giving it a go yourself. You don't have to be a qualified vocalist to join. They even let Infurion Ad in. Emily, who runs the choir, is an incredible artist and human being in general, and she's done amazing things with the Brighton Swing Choir. I definitely recommend you check them out. You can look them up on Facebook, or if you don't succumb to the Zuckerberg takeover, go old school and pump brightonswingchoir.co.uk into your preferred internet browser. I really cut my teeth at the Horse and Groom. It was open mics here and at the Druid's Head that helped mould me into a semi-capable solo artist, and it was awesome having the opportunity to play old songs, try new songs, experiment with some covers, and at the end of the day get pissed with your mates while listening to live music. Sarah and I bonded through these evenings, and the more I got up and sang the same songs over and over again, the more she was able to make things more interesting for both of us by offering to do vocal harmonies for my tracks. This extra layer took my songs to another level and we had a blast doing it. To end our set at the open mic nights we both played at, we usually performed a cover of Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon, but we did the Radiohead version, with a 1 in 5 chance we would get the ending right each time. Kevin Sarah's open mic moved from here to Jump Around the Net, Cocaine Haven, the Franklin, and also the Dover Castle, but more on those times in a future episode. Their first single, Good Enough, is out on Spotify, SoundCloud and iTunes, but I'm going to play Hold Over Me. I don't want to think about you, but you're all that's in my head. But I'm so scared that if I start to cry for you, that I wanna hear all those things you said or have you in my bed, but all those things, they remind me of you, and who could say those things you said? How do you still have this hold over me? Excellent stuff. I'll be trying to secure Sarah for a pub-based chat about local music over a bottle of wine or seven ASAP, as soon as possible. Going from one amazing female vocalist to another, let's talk about Jenny Stanley, or as she's now known after a recent wedding, Jenny Cookson. One of the absolute standout performers from back in the day, an incredible singer, guitarist and all-round lovely person to be friends with, I met Jenny when she performed with the band Slaven on backing vocals around the mid-2000s. This was likely to be a pressure point evening, and even more likely to be one of the legendary Cable Club nights that I've spoken about at length in previous episodes. Although she hasn't released any new music in a while, I'm hoping Jenny finds the time to get back in the studio soon, as her exceptional talent is missed. Until then, check out Reverb Nation, yep, apparently that's still a thing, at reverbnation.com/Jenny Stanley. You won't be able to miss her, as she will be the one eating a big piece of cake in the photo. This is a song called No Better, which Jenny suspects was probably recorded around 2009.
Did you hear her coming, baby? Did you hear her thunder go? Can you feel it breezing through your soul? Oh no! Is she in your mind now? Can you feel it rising through your body? Oh no! You don't see her, but she's coming soon. You won't feel her, but she's coming for you. 'Cause I know you're falling for her. 'Cause you're such a foolish boy. 'Cause you're no better, no, no. You're no better, no, no. You're no better than her. You're no better, no, no. You're no better, no, no. You're no better than her. 'Cause I hear you calling out her name. Do not think that I am blind. Oh, I was not born yesterday. Oh, no. Oh, I have not been that blind. I can see what's happening in front of me. 'Cause I can see her, and it's happening soon. And I can hear her, and she's coming for her. You're such a foolish boy. 'Cause you're no better, no, no. You're no better, no, no. You're no better than her.
Before we move on, we are going to hear an extended version of the interview I recorded with Infirion Ad a few weeks, actually probably a few months back now. I had met him and my brother Dave at the Lion and Lobster, and our aim was to hit two or three gigs, all happening in the same area of Western Road. The first was to see friend of the podcast, Spy from Moscow, appearing at the Bee's Mouth, but we were unsure of what time Deck was supposed to be taking the stage. We popped in, grabbed a beverage and headed downstairs to see what the set times were for the evening, only to find out Deck was on his second or third to last song. Oops. We then moved on to a relatively new venue, where local legend Pete Jones from Radio Reverb was curating a battle of the bands. The band we wanted to catch was Swoon, and the venue was the Backbeat Bar. I must admit that I'm torn on things like Battle of the Bands competitions. Of course, how can I not be, when the biggest one I was ever in turned out to be a fix? Also, making people compete against each other where music is subjective anyway makes me cringe a bit, as well as various voting systems that some of these contests employ, whether it's professional musicians making the decisions or a show of hands. Of course, on the flip side, just treat it as a bit of fun and have a laugh, and what damage is really done, I guess. Depends on how serious you take things and whether you are still trying to, quote, make it in the industry. So after a few pints of beer and some live music witnessed, Ad and I headed to Grubbs to have a quick chat about the evening. In its full glory, here is our discussion.
Okay, so reporting for the Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast.
Correct.
How did you find tonight?
Good. Spacious.
How did you find the gigs?
Sweaty.
Did you prefer any of the acts over the others?
Correct. The better ones were shitter hot than the good ones.
That's, well, I guess that's good. Yeah, okay.
Correct.
If you could go back and watch any acts...
Oh, fucking hell. I'd watch Asbestos Dave and his Tutankhamun creations.
Would you like to explain to me how asbestos works?
Yeah, cleverly, asbestos, cleverly. Yes, but Jericho, yes, but Jericho, what's been done with them?
Food's here if you want to have some food.
Something else very cool.
Okay, I'm going to stop it.
Yeah, it's probably enough of that. For those worried, I did actually get his permission to use this, so no worries there. He's a good sport. I can't quite believe we're at the end of 2019 already. How has it been for you? Personally, I found some work and have started to look positively towards the future. More episode of the podcast to come, an album underway and a new live set to take out and about as well. It has been a quiet year for me gig-wise, probably still trying to adjust to Richard Ward's exit from promoting, haha. Although I haven't really played many gigs this year, Inferior Nad and I have been hosting an open mic at the Brighton and Hove Sports and Social Club each month from around March. It's been an up and down experience. I really want the classic open mic affair, where anyone can come and do their thing regardless of skill or experience. A safe place to perform and have fun. No headliners, no booked acts. So far we've had singer-songwriters, poets, spoken word artists, and recently some ukulele action too. And on the whole, it's been a joy to host. The club, and some of its members, are very set in their ways, shall we say. I'm not going to criticise that. The main issue is that it needs more money coming into it to survive and could really do with a more diverse selection of events, not just Everly Brothers tribute acts and the like. The place is massive and spread over two floors, with stages on each one. They have recently refurbished the upstairs and are slowly doing the downstairs as well, so a lot of money is being spent on it, and it would be a shame if more people did not have the opportunity to play it or embrace it from an audience perspective. Not everyone likes change, but I really feel the potential in this place is massive and could really give a lot more people somewhere to go to watch live performers if more local music nights became viable. So, to do this, our first steps was doing an open mic night. And although it's been a slow burner, we've had some moderate success in the last couple of outings. Overall, we've definitely had a good time and consumed many a pint of Guinness whilst doing it. The open mic takes place once a month on Sundays for those listening that might want to come and give it a go, or perhaps just watch some of the great local talent we have to offer. Pop me a message through the usual channels for more information on January's event. I was lucky enough to go to a few gigs this year, but admittedly these were mostly for more expensive touring bands over local ones, a balance I have to address next year. It's not like I've been to no local gigs, but it's been difficult to keep on top of now that I have changing rotas in one job and work evenings for the other one, all whilst being quite skint all the time due to the part-time nature of both of them. One of my gig highlights from December was at the Brunswick. Catherine Priddy is not from Brighton, but apparently spent a while living here a few years back. Catherine has just released a nifty 7-inch featuring two tracks, one of them her new single, Letters from a Travelling Man. What attracted me to Catherine was her beautiful and unique voice, which is what I usually look for in artists as opposed to seeking out certain genres. Instead of claiming I'm into folk or even metal, I usually just get attracted to artists and bands within the genres that offer something unique. I plucked up the courage to talk to Catherine after the show, even leading in by stating the fact I was nervous. But there was no need to be. Catherine was lovely and even pointed out that she had already signed the vinyl I'd brought to the gig to get her moniker on, which was a little embarrassing, but gave us reason to chuckle. The gig was wonderfully intimate, but I did fuck up the times and miss local legend Jacko Hooper's set. I probably could have cooked the last couple of songs, but one of the best things about the Brunswick is its professionalism as a live venue, meaning the doors were shut, keeping it a quiet and safe space whilst the acts do their thing. But to a not yet intoxicated enough and shy Mike, this act is a barrier to my entrance. Silly, I know. I'm constantly trying to tell people to carry yourself like you own the place. No one else's opinion matters, and even if everyone looks at you as you enter the venue, then just grin and bear it. However, on this trip, I was not feeling my own advice, so sat on the table by myself with my earphones in until I saw movement, then headed in for the second act. What I have learnt from writing the script to this podcast is that I really need to keep on top of set times. The day before seeing Catherine, the National were playing at the Brighton Centre. Now, I'll talk less about the National and instead I will focus on the Brighton Centre itself. It seems to be one of the most polarising venues Brighton has to offer. It's usually such a love-hate thing for people that I don't see with other venues. I personally love it. Maybe not for the most rock and roll of reasons, though. There are queues at the bar, the toilets are clean, and there's usually space to get a good view, too. I remember when we saw Sigur Rós there, I really appreciated it being warm after coming in from a chilly November night. Of course, when we saw Prodigy, we were dancing like professionals, so no extra heat was needed on that particular evening. Not at least until we decided it would be a good idea to visit the Volks Club and its railway for some reason. Good times! I'm just about looking forward to next year. I finally got my head into gear and I found some sort of direction regarding my music, which I can't wait to share over the next few months. I've been working with friends and my brother to bring some of these new tunes out live as well. Which is incredibly exciting because it's been a while since I've really been invested in my live set. I will have to sort out some more work though. Being a skint part-timer has served its purpose and I'm almost ready to get stuck into something else, as these tours are not going to pay for themselves. Which, ironically, is kind of how they are supposed to work. But even established acts can still struggle to strike the correct balance. As always, please get in touch if you have any music you want to share, or even just for a chat. I've got some ideas brewing for next year, but I won't mention anything yet, as my ideas usually have a 1 in 20 success rate. At least this podcast was one of those. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. I hope you can make the best of it for yourselves and others. If you're struggling for whatever reason, please remember that there are people you can talk to and help is out there. Reach out if you can. On the flip side, please be aware that some people will be in pain and not have the ability to seek the help they need. Be mindful, have empathy, and look out for each other. This track is one of mine. It's called Let's Get You Well. Big thanks for listening. See you on the other side, Ray.
Take another shot at me. I haven't given up. I spent so much time cautiously and now my ties are cut. It feels just like yesterday. We went our separate ways. No matter how much time it cost, you'll never cease to amaze. Give a cheer for conquest, cause I know that you have tried. Give a tear for moving on, cause time's not on our side. Take us into paradise, promised long ago. Make it common knowledge, cause what they know we should know. There's for us is a word which I can't forgive. Paving the way for a bigger tilt. Reach out to us and ask for help. Let's get you well. This crowd is getting bigger, but I'm the only one here. The little thing I thought I said been dwelling on for years. It's easier to lie awake than recount past mistakes. Largely insignificant, but enough to work the brakes. I may say that I'm fine, but we both know that that's a lie. Every time we hug it out, it could be a lost goodbye. We were not designed to work ourselves down to the bone. Despite the will of your support, I still feel alone. It's for us is a word which I can't forgive. It has been so long for me, I don't know where to begin. So much time in stasis that I have become quite numb. To fear the end is all that's left, and that has now begun. Remember, there are others who will be there for you too. And they might be struggling, there's more than just a few. People who know what it is to practice a fake smile. Though it isn't easy, I assure you life's worthwhile. Sunny days.